All right, I believe everyone's here. I'd like to call the meeting to order at 8 a.m. Would also like to ask as a courtesy to all, 9 a.m. As a courtesy to all that you ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and pagers. Each director received notice of the board meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Directors that won't be in attendance are Belt, Creel, Munson, and Zaccanino. This time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments here should fill out one of the cards provided at the reception desk with your name and contact information on it. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your wishes. Your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you may say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. This is not our requirement. It's state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussion or deliberation by the provision of the Open Meeting Act. The Open Meeting Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at a public meeting and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. And in an effort to provide everyone an opportunity to speak, we request that each presentation be limited to 3 minutes each. I'll call on the first speaker will be Johnny Stoker.
Thank you for allowing me to be here. My name is Johnny Stoker. I'm the owner of Sandy Creek Marina at Possum Kingdom Lake. We obtained that property in 1999 with about 13 years left remaining on a 25-year lease. Obviously assuming that it would be renewed with a long-term lease. But currently, my lease will expire, then I will go to an annual lease until this is resolved, which basically makes my properties unsellable because no bank in their right mind would lend money on any kind of business with just a one-year renewable lease. And the uncertainty of going forward. So I would ask you all to consider all those things. Also, as you may be aware of, I bought the business in 1999, and the Possum Kingdom welcoming wagon brought me golden algae for my first days of my business opening. So it has dramatically impacted the commercial viability of my business because the fishing industry at Possum Kingdom was huge. There was approximately 30 fishing guides on the lake, and I can probably count them on one or two fingers now. So you can see it's impacted the businesses dramatically. You know, unless this real estate is sold to the leaseholders at an affordable rate, and especially since the bulk of the commercial holders there are seasonal businesses, in other words, Possum Kingdom is a destination lake, and although it is growing in residential, it is still dependent on the seasonal business that comes in for our survivability. And unless this real estate is affordable, I assure you there will be many businesses that will not survive. I just asked I would ask the board deal directly with the leaseholders. We do not need a middleman to profit from this. If anybody deserves consideration, it's the leaseholders who's put their blood, sweat, and tears into their businesses. And believe me, there's been plenty of tears. With the recent fires, incredible amount of real estate burn up. Our business was shut down for 2 weeks. We lost, as of last year, we lost every holiday weekend. Was lost to fires, high wind, or some other act of God. And I just ask that y'all consider going forward if you want commercial businesses, Possum Kingdom, because we need a leg up, to be honest with you. Thank you for your consideration.
Next speaker will be Ryan Trott.
Morning, and thank you for the opportunity. I'm here representing the Villa Condo Association on Possum Kingdom Lake, and I'm just going to read you a letter that I believe has already been submitted to the board. Our president was unable to come, so he asked me to come read the letter aloud. The Villa Condo Association is comprised of 44 owners of 50 condominium units, respectfully requesting the Brazos River Authority staff and Board of Trustees to consider the following when drafting its divestiture formula. On May 13th of 1963, the BRA leased to the Villa Marina Lodge 6.90 acres known at that time as Jack's Point. The acreage was improved over time with rental units, all for-profit ventures of that entity. Villa Marina, Inc. became the successor in interest to the rights of the Villa Marina Lodge, and the 1963 lease was replaced with a new lease covering the same acreage running from April of 1973 through March of 2003. In March of 1973, Villa Marina, Inc. converted the apartments at that time, which was six buildings, together with other improvements to a condominium project then called the Villa Condo Association. And an enabling declaration was signed on that date by the president of Villa Marina, Bobby Martin. Thereafter, the units were individually sold and no longer generated any revenue for any entity or individual, but were owner-occupied as second home lake properties. The condominiums covered by the enabling declaration were not carved out of the Villa Marina, Inc. lease until January of 2006. When the association requested a new lease from the BRA to satisfy lenders of potential new owners or refinancers. At that time, the BRA executed a lease with the association referencing 4.1 acres, the area designated in the original 1973 enabling declaration, plus parking areas. The 2006 lease of 4.1 acres is the first time, to the knowledge of the current association members, that a separate lease existed for the association, which was a nonprofit entity, as distinguished from Villa Marina, Inc., which was a for-profit entity. However, BRA staff, for reasons also unknown to the association, entitled the 2006 lease a, quote, commercial lease. Although the association, since it closed its restaurant over 20 years ago, has not engaged in any commercial enterprise whatsoever. Specifically, no member of the association owns a unit as a rental property. The association does not sell anything, and the association generates no revenue other than dues from members used to pay common expenses, including the annual lease payment. Because the association is not a commercial entity, it does not produce revenue, and the condominiums are used as residential properties only, the association respectfully requests the BRA create a divestiture option for the association similar, if not identical, to that of other residential property owners. This would be consistent with the purpose of the association and use of the land it leases, as well as the enabling declaration, which mandates private single-family residences use only. The association has the authority under its bylaws to purchase the leased land. It was a unanimous opinion of all owners of the association's annual meeting in July of 2011 that the association purchased the leased land given the opportunity, assuming a reasonable purchase price. A banker owner informally committed to make the loan to the association. Upon establishment of the divestiture formula applicable to the association will call a special meeting and secure the necessary vote to approve the purchase. This is in the best interest of the association members, as each has made a significant investment and the purchase and improvements of their units, and one owner has recently retired to his unit, making the association his permanent residence.
Ryan, I hate to interrupt you, but you're way over 3 minutes.
Okay. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, sir. Next will be Samuel LeCompte.
Good morning. I'm Samuel LeCompte, and on a few businesses out there at the lake, I think all the other eight businesses. And like John said when he first came up here is, you know, I come out there years ago when there was nothing at Possum Kingdom. You drive down the strip, it was run down. You know, and I took interest in it. I come out there, fell in love with the lake. I took interest in it, met the BRA people back then, and got long-term leases, and I invested a lot of money in building up the lake. I improved the strip tremendously, and I was a lot invested in it. And like John said, it's seasonal. It's not like it's in the Louisville or Grapevine area. It's all seasonal business, and the last couple of years have been real hard. And we want to be able to take a stand and purchase our land at a decent price with no middleman and have the opportunity to go to the BRA, work out some kind of arrangement, either as purchase or a long-term lease, to make a benefit for both of us. And just take that consideration because, again, it's not Louisville, it's not Grapevine, it's Possum Kingdom. And it's seasonal, 4 months of the year at best, where you try to make any money, depending on the weather and, you know, and the climate. So that being said, just, again, no middleman. Deal with us one-on-one. We spent a lot of money out there to make the area PK what it is, and we should have the opportunity to purchase the land or a long-term lease where we can all benefit and go down the road. Thank you.
Thank you, Samuel. Next, we'll hear from Mary Helen Franco.
Everybody should have a scooter like mine, let me tell you. If you ever hurt your foot, it's worth getting over crutches. My name is Mary Helen Franco. I'm with the YMCA Camp Grady Spruce, which is a Dallas YMCA camp. We were donated property on the lake in the Constantine Bend, which we do own. We got that property in 1947. The first summer that we operated on it was 49. So we've been out there for a long time. I myself started out at that camp in 1971. I've been away to do other things and then come back, but I have spent over 30 summers out at that lake. Recently, I mean, in 1958, they sought and acquired lease property down, further down the lake. That land was used for our teen, at the time, it was the YMCA, and it was all boys. Later, they brought in the girls a few years later, and now we run a business out there that does operate. We do run year-round. We probably have people coming and going out at camp 340 days a year. We use the camp a lot. We are here because we can't invest because we use the public dollars like you guys do, but ours is all donations. We're a 501c3. And we have to use our donations in the wisest use. And when we don't own the land, the YMCA has been real hesitant to really develop the property. And I think that became especially more so because, as far as I can tell, back in the late 80s or early 90s, six lots were taken from us at, we have a site on the far west end of the lake. And I think at that point in time, when they realized that some lots could go back to the BRA, they stopped really improving that one site that has the lease on it. With Mr. Patterson's generosity last year, we received some of what's called the residential cottage leases. But the bulk of our land at the frontier site is lease land, and we've been paying the lease on it every year. It is important to us to have that property remain as a camp with us so that we can continue to improve it and we can make it hospitable to particularly right now it's teens, although we may make that a family site. But we do have people that come year-round to us. We probably are the one entity that continues to bring business out to the lake on a regular basis throughout the year. So we need your consideration in how to divest in a way that allows the Dallas YMCA and particularly YMCA Camp Grady Spruce to continue to do the good work that we do with the children and families of the North Texas area. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary Ellen. Next, we'll hear from Lane Keimer.
Good morning, BRA board and staff. My name is Lane Kramer. I represent Bailey's Camp on the west end of Possum Kingdom Lake. I spoke here approximately a year and a half ago and asked for some certainty for the commercial leases concerning our properties, getting us out of FERC and hopefully fee simple ownership. I appreciate the time and effort that has been spent on these issues, and I feel like I can almost see a light at the end of the tunnel. I suppose what is between the commercial leasees and that light is how that transfer will take place. There are many variables, some obvious and some unseen, that go into the true values of these properties. The basis for our business plan has been historically tied to appraisal district values. That seems to be at least a level playing field for us, just as it was for 1,500 or so residential leases. I would also like to convey the enthusiasm from the commercial leasee that I have talked to that share the prospect of owning these properties fee simple. This allows us to make long-term improvements that will enhance the experience of those visiting Possum Kingdom Lake and allow these businesses to put the land to the highest and best use without encumbrances and restrictions. I would ask the board to fast-track the sale of commercial properties just as you have swiftly moved through the decommissioning process. And I would ask as well that you deal with us directly. I appreciate your time and consideration.
Thank you, Lane. Last speaker will be Randy Smith.
Good morning, BRA. I don't really have a prepared speech. I was asked at the last minute to speak, so I'm just going to kind of wing it here. I think I've heard two or three points that I haven't heard yet that I think are extremely important. I represent my mom and dad, Bobby and Peggy Smith, at Willow Beach Marina. Years prior to Willow Beach, they were at Bass Hollow Lodge. I've seen them put in many, many years of blood, sweat, and tears building their fishing camps and providing affordable accommodations to people all across Texas. They've never made a lot of money off their businesses. They put all of their money back into their businesses, but they do it because they love it. They love Possum Kingdom Lake. They love the people that are associated and involved. And I believe you'll find that a lot of the other mom-and-pop businesses are the same way out there. And for the thought of them losing their property or not being able to get it at an affordable price is really devastating. So I think that's probably number one. But number two, I also see that over the years, there's a huge difference in America between being a property owner and a leaseholder. And I think you'll find across the lake that once the commercial businesses and the residences become property owners, I think that you'll see them put more into their businesses and will improve the overall quality of the businesses across Possum Kingdom Lake. So I'll leave you with that. I think it's extremely important that this is done in an equitable and reasonable manner. And I also believe that it'll be an improvement for the Possum Kingdom area and for the mom-and-pop businesses as we go forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. I'd like to thank all the rest of the people that got up and spoke. It's very valuable to have you at our meeting.